Some lawmakers are trying to prevent suicide among young people in the state. Youth suicide rates have continued to rise over the last 10 years. And while it affects every demographic, some groups of young people report higher rates of suicidal thoughts and acts than others. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, a legislative task force convened yesterday to address risk factors and solutions to the problem.
Experts, survivors, and family members affected by suicide spoke at the Speaker's Task Force on Suicide Prevention at Ripon College yesterday. The focus, suicide in young people. Kate McCoy coordinates the Youth Risk Behavior Survey in Wisconsin for the Department of Public Instruction. She says the survey shows high rates of anxiety, depression, and self-harm.
For girls, the rate of anxiety in 2017 was about 50% of high school girls said that they'd experienced debilitating bouts of anxiety in the past year. And for boys, it was about 30%, so that 39.9% is split right down the middle.
McCoy says students can also be at higher risk for suicide if they've been exposed to trauma or bullying, or if they're struggling in school.
So students who are getting D's and F's report really high rates of anxiety, which might not be what you would think. You may think of those A students as the ones who are so anxious all the time, but actually the students who are falling behind, maybe not turning things in, maybe not showing up to class, they report high levels of anxiety or in a high-risk group.
McCoy says other high-risk groups include LGBTQ plus kids, young people of color, and students with disabilities or health issues. She told the panel, in order to boost prevention efforts, it's important for schools to create safe and predictable environments, help students with basic needs, and increase sense of belonging.
So any one of us can feel like we don't belong. Every student needs to be supported. But if we know that students of color particularly, LGBT students particularly, students in lower socioeconomic strata particularly feel lower sense of belonging, we go there to where those students are and we bring them in.
It can also help to minimize screen time on phones. McCoy says her survey and others have shown a strong correlation between higher screen use and worse mental health. Other experts brought up how important it is for students to have someone to confide in, whether it's peer-to-peer or an adult like a social worker or school counselor. Greg Curtis, the school counseling consultant for DPI, says there's a dire lack of youth psychologists and psychiatric services. He told the legislators it's important to increase counselors, both in schools and in the community.
What can we do to either attract folks from outside Wisconsin to move here, or to increase our homegrown pipeline to get more qualified individuals out there?
Curtis says access to psychiatric care is not just a want, it's a need. He says when people are in crisis,
they need to see somebody right away. And if they're not able to get into an emergency situation, those folks have to wait. And they've come back to the school, and somebody at the school has to help them keep their head above water until they're able to see that clinical person.
The DPI's Kate McCoy, who we heard from earlier, says students expressing suicidal thinking need to be taken very seriously. And Patty Kujawa agrees. She's the mother of Jack Kujawa, a Marquette University high school student who took his life last October after suffering from depression. She says the task force has an important role.
Because there's so many kids who need this help. There's so many kids who are afraid and they feel so alone, and we just need to wrap our arms around them and tell them that they aren't, and treat this as a disease.
The task force was convened by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. This was the third of six meetings to be held statewide. The task force will be compiling findings and passing them along to the legislature for possible legislation. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.